Now time for locker room chat. I'm here with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson after their 58-12 win over Blue Valley Randolph. Your overall thoughts on the win, Coach?
I thought we, came out a little sluggish. Credit Blue Valley. They came out and did some things schematically that caught us off guard for a little bit, but I was really proud of how the guys finished the first half and really got it going start of the third quarter.
Yeah, in terms of that second half, how were you guys able to establish momentum and take care of the tempo?
Well, we were fortunate enough. We were able to score on the last play of the second quarter, and then we got the ball out of the second half, and we really wanted to establish our ground game to start the second half and help them be more honest on the back end. And so we were able to do that, and then that opened up some things in the throwing game as well. So, like I said, really proud of how we responded at halftime and how we came out to start the third.
In terms of Wes's performance, he had 5 touchdowns, just the 1 interception on 12 completions. How efficient was he?
Probably not as efficient as most people think. I think if you'd ask him, he'd say he probably played better the last 2 weeks than he did this week. He missed a couple opportunities that he'd like to have back and probably got lucky and didn't have a couple more balls intercepted. But, he does okay, and he's got a lot of skill guys behind him, and the line up front did a pretty good job keeping a clean pocket for him. So statistically, it looked all right, but like I said, I'm sure he'd tell you he's probably played better.
Always nice to have guys who think that they could do better and can continue to improve. Talking about Lane Loaiza, I mean, he was something else. I mean, he had 16 carries for 141 yards and 3 touchdowns on the day on the ground and then 1 more over the air.
Yeah, Lane is super athletic and very talented. He ran the ball hard. And then on the perimeter, he's got good enough speed and length that he's, difficult matchup for a lot of teams. But I was probably more proud of him on the defensive side. I think he had 15 tackles, an interception, and a forced fumble on that side. So the way he flew around and defended was probably more impressive to me.
I'm going to take a quick break. We'll have more with Coach Anderson in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson ahead of their game coming up at Axel. Coach, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely. They got quite the juggernaut over there. And they can hurt you in so many ways. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. And people always talk about the amount of points they put up. But defensively, they're just as solid. And there's not too many weaknesses in their armor.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have had their number over the past few seasons. Last year losing, but 2 years before that winning back-to-back games. What's made your guys' team ready for taking on Axel?
You always try to make them one-dimensional, and that's really hard to do. But if you just can make them throw or just make them run and take half of it away, it kind of gives you a chance. And then you always got to hopefully get a couple turnovers, shorten them a couple possessions if you can. And then you got to capitalize on all your opportunities. So we don't have to play perfect, but we're going to have to play pretty well.
And you guys have been playing pretty well on offense the past few weeks, averaging a little over 52 points per game in the last 3 games, and getting 50 points at least in all 3 of those. How do you guys continue your success on offense?
We just got to continue to take what the defense gives us. Axel's going to give us a little different look than what we've seen the last couple weeks. So, we've been making a conscious effort this week to get our receivers and our quarterback to, figure out where things are going to be open this week versus maybe where they've been open in the past. So got to continue to be patient, and we got to stay ahead of the chains. This is not a team that you want to get in long down and distance situations against. And like I said, if you have to punt it too many times against Axel, you're probably not going to come out on top.
Yeah, and in terms of your guys' position in the districts, how do you guys feel like you are positionally right now?
We're in a position where we kind of control our own destiny. Obviously with 2 wins, you could be a district champs, and if you win 1 out of the 2, you're probably the 2 seed and get to host a playoff game. And so that's the goal, is to finish in one of those top 2 spots and set ourselves up for a decent postseason run.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and best of luck this Friday.
All right, thank you.
That was Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.